Thank you for joining me. My name is Tom Moses. Today I'd like to talk about controlling cleanup costs. To understand cleanup costs, we really want to start by understanding liability. Liability is another name for legal responsibility. And when it comes to legal responsibility or liability, there are only two kinds: negligence and strict liability. All spill or environmental liability is strict liability. Strict liability is legal responsibility without regard to fault. It doesn't matter that you didn't mean to have a spill. If there is a spill, you are responsible because of who you are, not what you did. Care, custody, or control is the test for liability or legal responsibility. And strict liability makes you responsible to pay for damages arising from a release every time you have care, custody, or control. Damages. Naturally, your company is concerned with spill costs. Damages are the costs associated with liability or legal responsibility. And damages are separate from liability or responsibility. First, you determine liability, then you determine damages. There's nothing you can do to limit or control strict liability because you are liable or responsible because of who you are. But you can certainly control damages or the costs associated with spills. Damages arising from spills include costs related to response, reporting, remediation, and waste disposal, property damage and bodily injury arising from the spill, fines and penalties for failing to comply with reporting regulations, and emergency services reimbursements. Today, we are going to focus on two kinds of costs: cleanup contractor response and remediation costs, and the public sector emergency services reimbursement costs. Control cleanup costs. Before dispatch, review the service agreement with your cleanup contractor. Make sure that you understand the terms and conditions of the agreement. Before you dispatch, be sure to include the cleanup contractor in your contingency plan. Ask to discuss the scope of work to be performed and consider the amount and kind of labor, equipment, and materials which will be used. Advise your contractor that you are going to require work logs and that those work logs should detail labor, equipment, materials, and disposal. Discuss the scope of waste packaging, storage, transportation, and disposal in advance. Let the contractor know that you are going to require response and remediation options. Advise that separate quotes for waste disposal and transportation will be required. Advise your contractor that you require an immediate update from the scene, that you're going to want to confer with regulatory authorities. Let the contractor know that you want to assess third-party property damage, and that this is a requirement, that you want to know if there's any impact to water, storm sewer, or drain. After dispatch, confirm scope of work in writing and include work logs, labor, equipment, materials, and disposal details. Confirm in writing that there are options and that separate quotes for disposal and transportation will be provided. Confirm that regular telephone or email updates will be provided. Make sure that the updates focus on the scope of work. When the invoice arrives, make sure the hours reflect time on site, that the hours do include travel time and time to demobilize and restock supplies. And be sure that on-site personnel charges are not excessive and coincide with dispatch instructions. When the invoice arrives, make sure the subcontractor equipment or services include receipts and do not exceed 15 to 20% markup. Review personal protective equipment used on site and be sure that it is appropriate for the material released and the media impacted. Make sure disposal charges are as quoted, that there are no additional costs or hidden fees. When appropriate, consider making an immediate partial payment. To avoid third-party claims, identify and contact property owners. Consider pre-existing conditions, investigate business activities at the site, and remember the environmental impairment liability and citizen suit provisions of the environmental laws. In order to avoid fines and penalties, immediately comply with local, state, and federal reporting regulations. You might not be able to avoid a fine for having a release, but you should be able to avoid the fine for failing to report. Each day of reporting noncompliance is a separate and continuing violation. Control emergency response costs. Consider emergency services reimbursements. Every U.S. jurisdiction has a law or spill bill making the spill generator legally liable to report, respond, clean up, and dispose of spilled materials. Nearly every state and many municipalities have laws or local ordinances which allow public sector responders to recover response costs and other reimbursable items and amounts. Upon receipt of a reimbursement request, make sure that you are the spill generator. Immediately respond by telephone and in writing when you receive a reimbursement request or demand. Request copies of ordinances and laws which authorize the response organization to request reimbursement. Request an itemized invoice and documentation in support of the total reimbursement amount. Check the local ordinance and state law for reimbursable items and amounts. Make sure the ordinance you receive is not a mutual aid ordinance. When you receive the itemized invoice, check for math errors. Identify items and amounts which are not properly payable, and cite the ordinance and line item amount and description. Identify specific math errors and recalculate the amount properly reimbursable. And when appropriate, consider making an immediate partial payment. Be ready to control costs. Activate response plans quickly. Consider using a 24/7 call center or online reporting system. Find contractors in advance and use online contingency planning tools. Find contractors sooner with nationwide emergency response and contractor referral systems. And consider expert audits of cleanup invoices and emergency service reimbursement requests. For more information, visit us online at spillcenter.com or phone 978-568-1922. You can email me at tmoses@spillcenter.com.